And welcome to the ISA Tribe from Heather de Wit in Heart Bay, Cape Town, South Africa, where I profile individuals, groups and organizations in and out of South Africa who are all doing it with purpose and they're focused on serving the people and all living things on the planet. And here I'm going to be talking to one of our honored current ISA Tribe members, Kevin McKee. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Heather. How are you doing?
Great. Now, let's go to tell us about your shadow course, Kev.
Well, the shadow course I started running a few years ago. Basically, it is about unpacking all your divinity, everything you've hidden away, everything that society has told you is wrong, or you can't be too great, you can't brag, you can't boast, you can't love someone of the same sex, you can't, all of those things that we suppress as part of our process in this incarnation. And then we suppress it, and our souls are wanting to express things one way. We're trying to express ourselves in another way because society tells us to. And this creates a great deal of stress in terms of your spiritual awareness, your even psychological space, and can actually literally drive you mad in some instances.
I get that.
So, and I mean, the number of suicides, I mean, being gay myself, it's stuff that comes into my space often. Suicides of young men, 14, 15 years old, committing suicide because their fathers don't love them or like them because they're gay, or the church rejects them, or all that sort of stuff. All of this stuff gets unpacked over a 13-week process. Not only the bad stuff, but also embracing your beauty, embracing how great you are, and that it's okay to be better than other, well, what you might see as better than other person, someone else, or standing up in your power. All of that stuff, especially women, are not encouraged to be proud of who they are.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, this is fundamentally and globally such a really, really important course that you're doing, because there are so many people that have been kind of, you know, sidelined and so forth, and that don't have the tools to actually survive it. You know, so that they can thrive and just be who they are, and it's very sad. It's enormous problem.
It's very sad. It's given me lots of sleepless nights. And quite honestly, when I found the shadow course, I did it myself, and then started teaching it. It has changed my life in ways that, I mean, I would not be speaking to you if it was not for the shadow course. I was hiding away from everyone, and you know, if someone approached me. It was, oh, I'm not good enough to talk in public about this stuff. Disappear, douche, vanish. Oh, no, I can't. Invent all sorts of reasons why I couldn't actually get out there and do what I need to do. Yeah, if it wasn't for the shadow course, I wouldn't be here. So.
And all that information's on your site, eh?
It is all on my site.
Okay, that's fine. You don't have to mention it, the name, because everything's in your profile on,
yeah, no,
on
it
my
is.
Site. So have we said enough there? I think so, hey?
I think so, yes.
Okay. So now let's go to your thing that I absolutely love this. I think it's so necessary. You absolutely bang on here. Your initiative that you are calling SA Rise in Love. What's that all about, Kevin?
Well, the concept started about a year ago, actually, in terms of mulling over in the back of my mind. When we had that whole Zuma must fall scenario and everyone was posting Zuma must fall and then the students must rise and all this sort of stuff. And I got on the bandwagon very nicely, thank you very much. Every time I saw a Zuma must fall, I was on there sharing it, going bananas. And then the one day, I got a punch right in the stomach. And someone had done a phoenix with a South African flag. And on it was South Africa. South Africa must rise. And I went, oh, oops.
Yep.
Because also in this time, I have been exploring, as you know, the quantum universe, sacred geometry, law of attraction, how all of this stuff works together, how we draw stuff into our space. And I started thinking about historically in South Africa. In 1994, when the government changed and everything else, there were a lot of people going, oh, we're going the same way as Zimbabwe. Oh, the country's going to hell, et cetera, et cetera. But there were also a lot of people that were going, yay, this is awesome. That ratio has changed as we've moved through this process. For whatever reason, and whoever's in power, it's really irrelevant. what is relevant is that we are focusing on all the crap that's going on around us.
And everybody's getting sucked into it so easily.
Correct.
And you can just see by the posts, you know, the absolute, I'm absolutely astounded at the quality and content of some of the people's posts. And I just ask myself, where on earth are these people at, for heaven's sakes, to be posting all this negative trash that is not even, you know, that serves no purpose. It just affects all of us on a cellular level, just even being exposed or reading that. And what about the children? You know,
exactly.
And especially if it's a visual thing, you know, everybody can see it, and it affects everybody.
Yeah. And I mean, like, this is one of the reasons why I support, I kind of agree with SABC not showing any of the riots and stuff or whatever.
Yes.
Because it just adds more drama and shit into our space. Oops, excuse me.
Okay, we'll forget.
You'll have to edit that, beep that.
No.
So we... Oh, is that a lot? Okay. And I just kept thinking about this South Africa Must Rise thing, and I thought, you know what? We focus, we draw to us what we focus on. So yeah. If we're drawing on all this stuff and all this negativity and not sleeping at night because Zuma's bought 8 new cars for his wives or, you know, whatever. It's really irrelevant what we're paying attention to. But it affects us, and we go into depression and, oh, my goodness, how's New Zealand looking, and maybe I should apply to Australia.
Or pack for Perth, man.
Pack for Perth or whatever.
Okay, you know. So I know. I mean, it's you know... Really what we're saying is, and I understand this and you do too, we are living in a fear-based world. And fear is a huge word. You know, it comes from all sorts of places and spaces. Mm. And, you know, and there's no right or wrong way, I just say. But I believe that if you just do, you know, one thing to kind of, you know, discipline yourself to shift into a positive mode all the time, you know, and teaching people how to do that, it's actually possible, you know?
It is.
It's a conscious choice.
But
then, of course, you know, they've got to be willing. And that, you know, you can take a horse to water. We know that whole story.
Exactly.
But, you know, by the same token, what I'm saying is, how are you structuring? Okay, so let's get back to this. How are you structuring this? Is it an online course? Is it a live course? How are you going to do it?
Okay, well, in this process of all this stuff coming up in my face, and as we know it does, I came across one of Greg Braden's audiobooks, Awakening the Power of a Modern God.
Yes.
And he was saying in that they've done these scientific studies about how meditation impacts on the area around it, etc. And one of the formulas that he came up with, or they've come up with, is that it takes the square root of 1% of a population or area.
Yes, I've done that.
Okay.
No, but tell us. It's so powerful. Go for it.
And to change.
Yes.
The perception. And I worked it out. South Africa's population at the last census is about 54 million odd. Okay.
Yeah.
The square root of 1% is 754 people.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
If we can get 754 people throughout the country to meditate on it. Well, let me tell you the basic structure. So
can I just tell you that we're running out of time?
Oh, dear. Okay. Yeah. Basically, it starts with the performance of Japa, which you can find out from Wayne Dyer CDs.
Yeah.
We do a focused meditation on bringing joy and love to South Africa.
Right.
And we chant the Gayatri mantra and close it off with the Om. If anyone wants more information in terms of how it works, they can pop me an email.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that we're going to have people around the country starting up their own little groups.
Fantastic. Well, that's what we need to inspire. You know, start your own in your own space.
Yeah, and what we've done at Shanti Sanctuary is that we do it on a donation basis, and all the proceeds, none of us take any money from
Fantastic.
It.
Fantastic.
All the proceeds go to a charity in the area, and we're choosing a different one each month.
Oh, that's wonderful. So I think can we wrap it up there, Kev? I think we've said all you need to say. I'm very excited about these two products that you've got. Really, really great. And I'm sending you lots of love and a big hug from Heart Bay, and we'll talk again soon.
Awesome.
Thank you, Kev.
Yes, thanks.